Baseball's playoffs are underway. Tonight in the American League, the Houston Astros host the Boston Red Sox. The New York Yankees play the Cleveland Indians. The National League Series opens tomorrow with the Chicago Cubs taking on the Washington Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks in L.A. to play the Dodgers. Mike Pesca is in Mike Pesca land. He's here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi, you have diplomatic immunity if you visit, Robin.
Let's get right to that moment during last night's National League wildcard game. The Diamondbacks' Archie Bradley, he of the fluffy beard, became the first relief pitcher in baseball history to triple in a postseason game. Let's listen.
Runners take their leads at first and second. Fly ball, left center field. That ball's going to be in the gap. Archie Bradley, are you kidding me? He's going for third, and he's in with a slide.
Driving two runs in, but then the next inning he gives up two runs. But, yeah. You know, there's sort of an equality there. Your thoughts?
Well, I actually think there's literally an equality, an equality, because Archie Bradley was kind of gassed from running around the bases that much. You know, relief pitchers usually don't bat, but in the playoffs, they're asked to pitch multiple innings. The Diamondbacks had four triples. Triples are one of the great feats in baseball. You know, home runs get all the attention, but triples are really nice. Now, the Diamondbacks, this lines them up against the Dodgers, who for a long time this season looked as if they could be one of the greatest teams in terms of number of wins, or just in terms of roster in baseball history. Then they went into a swoon, but still, and this is how it should be, that the wild card team should not be favored in a series. Still, you'd have to say the Dodgers are heavily favored in that series.
Okay, what about Red Sox taking on the Astros tonight?
You know, there are a mark of greatness, or at least near greatness, in baseball for a regular season since the 164-game schedule is 100 wins. And the Astros had over 100, and the Indians had over 100, and the Dodgers had over 100. And for much of the season in the American League, it looked as if the Astros would run away with the best record, and then the Indians had an amazing surge and set a record for games won. But yes, the Astros have a tremendous lineup, but just top to bottom, 1 through 9. Jose Altuve is the shortest player in Major League Baseball. He might be the best. Statistically, he was the best. Doesn't mean the Red Sox can't win, but you'd have to say the Astros are quite the favorite there.
You have to say that.
Last year's
World Series winners, the Chicago Cubs, take on the Nationals. It feels as if the Cubs' curse is broken. They've had a terrific season.
The Cubs have had, I would say, a good season. They were disappointing for a lot of it. They came into the season as the team, not just because they won, but they looked like they had a stacked lineup. Every single one of their starting pitchers has lost at least one, but an average of 3 miles an hour on their fastball. Now, you might say, well, why is that? Because they've pitched so far into the postseason? But Indians pitchers, remember, they played the Indians in the World Series, pitch just as much, and those pitchers are better. So it's a weird thing to have a whole staff. This happens. There's variation in baseball, but to have a whole staff be set by this. And so that's why the Nationals are the favorite in that series. And hey, let's talk about the last series that we haven't talked about. The Cleveland Indians are amazing. And remember I said Jose Altuve, the shortest player in baseball? Aaron Judge is the tallest of the batters, and he's probably the second best player in baseball. How cool is that?
It's very
cool. But I don't think the Yankees will win. I think the Indians will.
Well, they got to, you know, it'll be fun to watch Judge. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.